Well, I think one of the things with regret is because there's a wholesome regret, a wholesome remorse, and then there's guilt, which is, they're really two different things, and it's important to, because sometimes they seem the same, for especially in Buddhist practice, then there's an important quality to be able to recognize unskillful actions or qualities, and to recognize them, acknowledge them, and having regret, but then using it as a catalyst for change and a wholesome determination to be better in the future, or to establish oneself in what's truly skillful. But then there is an interesting dynamic in the Western psyche of guilt, years and years ago I was traveling with a very senior monk, and we were in New Zealand, we led chanting, meditation, Dhamma talk, and after the Dhamma talk, there were questions, and one of the questions was how to work with guilt. And then I went to translate the question, and by that time I was pretty fluent in Thai. But then I burst out laughing because I realized I didn't know what the Thai word for guilt was. And then what I had to do was explain to him what a Western person does to make themselves feel guilty. And he listened. He was very concerned look in his face. He said, "Oh, tell them not to do that. That's suffering." So, I mean, there's an appropriate place for regret and remorse, that clear acknowledgement of, well, that was unskillful, it was inappropriate. But also, taking it and using it as a motivator for, now I've got a clear sense of what's really beneficial, what's really right. And 'cause there's a certain element in our kind of collective psyche that if I make myself feel bad enough about something, then I'm doing the right thing. It has a twisted logic to it, but it also is important to recognize that, yeah, there are some actions that they don't just disappear because of they resonate through the mind and the heart over time. And of course that's what, say, like the nature of kamma, oftentimes you think in terms of kamma and there's this sort of mystical concept of kamma and results of kamma, and sort of, well, it's not that strange or mystical. You actually have to remember what you did. And some things you just, it'd be best, not to have to remember it, you know, not to set those conditions in place. But then when they are there, then it's sort of setting a, acknowledging it, and it's setting up an opposite and wholesome intention. That's where the Buddha points to the cultivation of loving kindness, the power of loving kindness as a basis for undermining, it's like karmic patterns that are in place, and that loving kindness, cultivation of metta bhavana, is very powerful for that kind of transformation of karmic patterns that bring suffering. And so it's a helpful recollection.